This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour, the weekly talk radio countdown show, and now with a focus on the charts from the perspective of the person who's most responsible for putting this information together. That would be Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. It's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. He's here to go through the charts, and then we'll discuss some of the nuance as time allows. I'm always interested in his perspective. I know you are because you feel he is the expert, and he is. All right, so let's use that expertise to go through the list, Michael.
Well, here's what people have been talking about this past week on talk radio across the country on stations just like the one that they're listening to now. At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have the Major League Baseball playoffs. Time of the year for sports. Best time of the year. At number 8, we have the Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 woes. At number 7, the Hurricane Matthew aftermath. At number 6, we have the Syria violence and the U.S.-Russia tensions. At number 5, U.S. Navy strikes in Yemen. At number 4, the Clinton emails investigation questioned. At number 3, WikiLeaks Clinton doc dump. At number 2, the Trump hot mic incident. At number 1, we have the presidential race. On the people survey, we have Tom Brady at 10, number 9, Edward Snowden, and number 8, Julian Assange, number 7, Michelle Obama, number 6, Mike Pence and Tim Kaine, number 5, Vladimir Putin, 4, Paul Ryan, 3, Barack Obama, 2, Hillary Clinton, number 1, Donald Trump.
All right, so I'm going to say something that's going to sound a little catty. The pictures of Tom Brady that showed up this week naked from Italy, I looked at those pictures and I decided that I look better, actually. I have a better body than he does. I don't know if you wanted to compare. I didn't send you the pictures. I don't actually have any pictures of me that way, but...
I think that you should. I think as a media figure, it's incumbent upon you to have
yes.
naked pictures suddenly. What's the word? Emerge, you know,
yes.
suddenly appear from your
yes.
past.
Yes, and I'll do that as soon as you do it.
I am not capable of being naked.
Ah.
I've tried.
Okay,
I
really?
Just keep taking clothes, and there's more clothes. I just can't do it.
Keeps on hanging, keeps on keeping on, as it were. All right.
What a time we live in. Even Tom Brady can't get past it.
No. Well, you can't get past it because there's somebody with a camera or a microphone everywhere. And I think that is where you... I had a media expert, somebody that you know, someone who works in the radio world, Walter Sabo, on my program talking about Billy Bush. And his name isn't in the top 10, but certainly is associated with Donald Trump because of that conversation on the bus 11 years ago when he was on, was it Inside Edition? I never access Hollywood, whichever one it is. He's there and he participates in a conversation with Donald Trump. And Sabo brought up something that was very pithy, I thought, and it deserves to have some exposure. He said that, as a matter of fact, Kara, if you can find that interview, I think Michael would be interested in listening to at least some of it. But I'm just going to paraphrase it somewhat. He said that there were at least 300 people that heard that, saw that, were involved in the production of the show when Trump appeared as he was promoting The Apprentice. That's why he went, that's why Bush was with him on the bus. And the fact that they heard all of this stuff, because there were hours and hours of video and audio that came, that's what happens. We all, I don't know if you know this or not, I'm saying this to people listening, for every minute that you see on television, there's at least an hour or more of video that is digested and whittled down for that 1 minute, and in movies even more. So the fact that Billy Bush gets hung out to dry by NBC, when the people who produced that show, the people who marketed this, everybody involved, Sabo says there are hundreds of people involved in the production of that show, and they all knew what Trump said. They all knew what Bush said, and it is the height of hypocrisy and worse that Bush gets fired now. Why aren't all the rest of the people who were a party to this, why didn't they get fired? And I think that's a really good question.
But that's the danger that comes of being the front man, the danger that comes from getting all the benefits of being the talent, and the danger, of being popular and famous. There's a bit of scapegoating involved, but we've seen this before. We've seen talk radio talents being
fired
for things that they were actually hired to do.
Right, exactly.
And,
it's like the old
Mission Impossible line. If the secretary finds out about your mission, he will disavow any knowledge of it.
Yeah.
Here's what you got to do. But if you get caught, we don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the dangers of being a talent. However, the benefits of being a talent is you get the glory, you get the credit for all the work that those people behind the scenes do, and you usually get a ton of money. So don't cry for Billy Bush. He's going to be fine. If anything, it's put him on the map.
I would hope, yeah, a lot more people know that he's there. I'm just remembering what happened with Don Imus. He's a good example, a well-known example of somebody who got booted because of something that he said based on what his bosses told him they wanted him to do. Be outrageous.
Yeah, behind the scenes, CBS paid him his entire contract.
Yep.
He got paid his entire contract. How would you like to have a big job like that for, who knows how many millions of bucks?
Yeah.
And then they pay you, they say, sorry, Doug, you're gone because somebody's got to take the fall for what you said, but we'll pay you the entire contract and you can get a job elsewhere and keep our money, which is what happened to Imus. Don't shed tears for Imus either.
I'm not shedding tears. $7-8 million, God love him.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of
it's the way the game is played. Nobody in this game is innocent.
Mm-mm. We're here focusing on the culture of storytelling. That's really what the talk radio world, the news talk radio world, is all about. So we'll tell some more stories and add Michael's experience and focus on a lot of these things that are on the list in just a matter of moments. It's 13 past the hour in the countdown.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
Okay, 16 past the hour. Michael and I are talking about the naked pictures of Tom Brady that were in the New York Post, and I'm just looking at three or four of them that are online here. You can find them. People, the first thing I did was get an email from somebody, where are the naked pictures of Tom Brady? So if you feel so compelled, you can go to the, you can just Google it, but you can go to the archives of the New York Post, which is certainly, it is a page six picture. It's certainly something that they're known for, right?
I mean, I haven't seen, as of this conversation, I haven't seen these pictures. Are they revealing or are they just, you know, sort of naked?
I don't know. How do you want to define revealing? Can you see
Do they show body parts? Do they show body parts that are considered obscene, or do they show, like, the side of his body? Or
well, they show the three or four pictures I've seen have shown him sort of in a fetal position in a lounge chair, and then there are pictures of him moving off of the lounge chair. He has a towel on his middle. It's not clear, but looking at the picture, whether he's taking the towel off or he's putting it on. But listen to us. Here we are. This is a respectable program, and respectable people are the hosts of the program. You and me, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, and we're talking about naked pictures of Tom Brady.
I guess it's not a respectable program anymore.
No, I just think our level, I mean, when you focus, if you want to drill down to what Trump said and the Billy Bush thing associated with it, and whether that's all, you know, would Hillary, you think that Hillary Clinton is and her friends are capable of having the same kind of a conversation as Donald Trump did with his friends? I would say there's a very large chance that might happen. If she shouldn't have, I think her mouth is something that is renowned.
I think that the issue is not that he had a locker room conversation, but that he admitted and boasted about assaulting women.
Yeah.
I think that they're two different issues.
Yeah,
and I can't imagine Hillary Clinton having a locker room conversation with the gals about men she's assaulted physically and sexually.
Yep.
But you got to watch yourself. I don't want to sound partisan. All I'm saying is that we have to really look at these things with intelligence and understand why people are outraged and what aspects of it are outrageous. For example, Tom Brady, very naked, that's fun and games. Who cares?
Right.
Somebody running for president, their attitude toward women, very important. The idea that presidents use foul language, nobody cares. What they say they have done and what they consider to be prideful, that's another issue. So let's be honest about this. That it's more about what it says about his personality and his habits, not that he uttered dirty words or had locker room conversation. You know, a lot of athletes were insulted by the fact that he called it locker room conversation. not all men talk like that among each other.
No, that's true. Yep.
I mean,
you and I have been
You
and I have been friends for 25 years, and we've been good friends. I can't remember
never talked like that. I don't ever remember
a conversation that you and I. We have talked about a lot of serious things and a lot of foolish things over the years, in many hours and days of traveling together. And I can never. I don't talk like that anyway, frankly, and neither do you. And I don't do things like that, and neither do you. And maybe that's what you're saying. That's the difference here. And is it easy to overlook in this circumstance? No, it's not easy.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
If you look at it and analyze it accurately. I know you got a break coming up.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the countdown at 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Joining 3 after the hour now is Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. The focus invariably on our hour together every week, at least between now and the election, seems to be heavily tilted toward the election and the talk about the candidates and who's zooming who and whether Hillary would talk with her friends like Donald talked with his friends. There's all the discussion behind the scenes about Hillary Clinton and her sexuality. Yeah, I'm surprised that Trump he's brought everything else out. I'm surprised he hasn't done the Whisper campaign about her going to Wellesley and all the lesbians that are that go to Wellesley. I mean, he's done everything else. I was ashamed.
Well, some of his supporters have.
Yeah, I guess they have. All right, so anyway, here's another sort of interesting wrinkle in all of this. The state of Utah, red a state as they come. Thank you. Last time it voted for a non-Republican presidential candidate in a general election was 1964. All right, truth be told, I have a new iPhone. And
because phones don't ring like that anymore. There's no way you have a phone like that.
Right. So I have it in. I couldn't get it to charge. I've had it a couple of days. Couldn't get it to charge. So I brought it up here to charge it, and I'm watching to see that the charge works, and I left it on. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Doug
Steffen. It sounds like you're in a newsroom.
Right. Yes. Okay. The studio is buzzing. Yeah.
You know, there are still radio stations, all news stations out there that have in the background teletype going.
It's great. Oh my God, that's so much fun listening to that. All right. Anyway, so Utah, the red state, last time it voted for a non-Republican was in 1964 when LBJ took the state, running against Goldwater. But it looks like that streak may be broken this year because I'm looking at the polls here, Michael. Each of the two candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, have 26% of the eligible voters in the most recent poll. Independent candidate Kevin McMullen has 22% of the vote in Utah. He's not even known. Gary Johnson has 14% of the vote, and the Green Party candidate Jill Stein has 1% of the recent poll done in Utah. So it looks like, what do you make of that?
Excuse me.
Well, I just think that this election is completely up in the air. I think that this is an upside down, inside out, crazy situation. And as they say in sports, that's why they play the games. We'll see what happens on election day. I don't think this can be predicted, but yeah. There's a lot at play because most of the people in this country are disgusted. They're not for or against anyone. They're disgusted.
Some people have referred to this as the clothespin election. Stick a clothespin on your nose and go in and vote.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. What a sad turn of events. Now, however, there is some good coming out of this, and that is, once and for all, these leaders that we put on pedestals and we trust our lives and our fortune and our health and our children with, it's becoming evident that they're not necessarily the classiest people in the world. And this goes all the way back. This is not new. I mean, they could have done this with Eisenhower. They could have done it with Kennedy. They could have done it with Johnson. FDR had situations going. Eleanor Roosevelt has rumors. It's more about journalism and communication today.
Exactly. You have hit the nail on the head. It's the news media. There were deals. Right. Nobody was to put pictures of FDR in his wheelchair or him smoking. Nobody was to put pictures in or even publish rumors about JFK and his philandering. Put pictures in of Eisenhower smoking. I mean, things like that. There were, up until Bill Clinton and what happened with Monica Lewinsky, there was sort of a quiet deal. We're not going to embarrass you. Now, make any difference. And Bill Clinton, that was where it happened. That's where it changed. And all bets are off after that. So we continue.
Absolutely.
Charts for the week of October 10th to the 14th here in our focus on the countdown of 28 after.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last, like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off, and get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is 34 after the hour. We are totally yours here at Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find online at talkers.com. Also, you find Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television. Michael has his weekly overview. There are a lot of stories. Those of you who are fans of talk radio, you'll go to Talkers Magazine and see the news of the week. You can follow the events that are a part of our great radio industry. There are lots of people debating, lots of people on the air. There's somebody, actually, I was interested in your Up Close and Far Out. Another thing Michael does is a podcast called Up Close and Far Out. This week you interviewed Joyce Kaufman, who is a lady that's been on the radio. I remember when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach in the 1980s, Joyce was on WFTL, and I believe she's still on the same station. Am I right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. I stayed here for
She's a heritage player. She's been there a long time. She's a quintessential local host. She's extremely controversial. You either love her or you hate her. Right. As a broadcaster, I think she's great.
So how is that different? How is that different than many of the other Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, anybody? There are a lot of people who are galvanizing, who are very politically outspoken. So what makes her different? Why is she on your radar for that reason?
One, because she's a local host who makes waves and people in the industry respect her. And maybe because, and I don't mean this to sound sexist, but I'm always aware of the number of women that are in the business. I am an advocate of more women playing a big role in this industry. The numbers are, it's not really a good balance considering the influence of talk radio over voting and public opinion. And the fact that Joyce Kaufman is a woman doing it on a level that is very, very tough, very, very brave, very opinionated, and very persuasive, I think that that makes her even more interesting from a standpoint of the woman angle.
I remember South Florida radio was really fabulous. When I was there in Palm Beach, there were some great programs there, hosts, and go down the coast to Fort Lauderdale and to Miami. Really good, fabulous talk hosts whose names, I remember Steve Kane. I don't know what happened to him. Do you remember him? He was...
I do remember him, and I'm not sure what happened to him. I'm not sure what's happened to a lot of good people that were on the air in local jobs around the country. As talk radio has increasingly become consolidated, corporate, syndicated, and as a result, fewer voices. I mean, syndication is good. Your shows are syndicated, and they play a role, but it's not meant to be the entire picture. And talk radio has lost a lot by losing a lot of good local hosts, and I think there's a movement afoot to go back to the way it was, but it's not easy to attain that. It's very hard to get the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, yeah, it is. It just is what it is. So anyway, I don't want to get stuck on that necessarily, but I thought it was an interesting observation from you regarding Joyce Kaufman, who is a good talent. So those of you who are interested in Michael's series every week, a new podcast, which you can find if you go to upcloseandfarout.com or you go to talkers.com. You can find it there. It's fun listening, actually, and not just for the insiders in the business, Frank. It's for everybody. I said a few minutes ago, I was talking about being a storyteller and what it takes, because the people who are good at what we do are the ones who tell the best stories. And it doesn't, even though we are so focused on the presidential race and the politics and the personalities of these people, think about the other things, and you and I talk about this frequently, and thus the focus on some of these good podcasts have nothing to do with politics, and it's not fair for us to spend all of our time on these things. I was listening to somebody online who had experienced Hurricane Matthew, for example, and it was a podcast of a program that he had done. And the story, the way he was, the power lines and the energy of the wind and the rain, you could hear it in his voice, the human side of the stories of the people who are getting sick because they're standing in the middle of this torrent of rain coming down the street, and they're getting dysentery and diarrhea because of what's happening to their bodies, what's going into their bodies. And he told it in such a way that you couldn't leave. It was one of those things that he did such a great job that I wanted. He was interweaving the stories, the lives, the people, the dog that was on the roof of the house that he saw. And you know, those sorts of things are gifts. And I give tribute to my brother and my brothers and sisters who are doing this, because this is the best of our culture, the storytelling.
The theater of the mind. As a matter of fact, next week's podcast, I already have it recorded. It's going to be next week's podcast is with one of the masters of that, Charles Osgood. I've already done the interview, and we talk extensively about the theater of the mind, because he's a multimedia guy. He just finished 24 years as the host of CBS News Sunday Morning on television, and he's been on the radio radio forever with the Osgood Files, we talk extensively about the theater of the mind and what it means to him and what it means to the medium of radio going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, there aren't a lot of, you and I have often talked about some of the old guys like Gene Shepherd. Here's my phone again.
Why didn't you turn it off?
Well, I forgot. I walked out.
You're talking. Hold on for a second.
It's probably Donald Trump. I can't believe this is happening, folks. He's actually answering his phone with an old-fashioned ring in the middle of a live radio show.
No, leaving me to hold most it telling about all right, but this is good. This is real radio in a sense. I'm talking about stories. I don't know how to turn the radio off. I mean, to turn the telephone off. I got this new
throw it in the toilet.
Who's your what?
You throw it in the toilet.
Put it in another room. Oh my God, isn't that funny? This is so silly. Anyway, but it's the real side. Now, you and I can tell stories about things like that. I'm not in the least bit embarrassed. There's probably nothing because of maybe the experiences I've had. I've been involved in almost any kind of storytelling that you could imagine. I've been in embarrassing situations where people, I've done live broadcasts from remote locations, and somebody will come up and yell some obscenity at me when I'm on the air, and hey, look at the guy, and okay, so that's one event. What's the next event? I think that if you really are going to survive here, you can't be easily embarrassed.
Absolutely. You got to be steady, yeah. and take things as they come. No question mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
Especially with live spontaneous radio.
Yeah.
You better be able to deal with it.
Yep, and then talking about things that hold you back, do you think that people know Joyce Kaufman now? Let me go back for a minute to Up Close and Far, and then to you and to me and other people that we know that are in this business. Do you think we really know who Joyce Kaufman is? Do we really know who Rush Limbaugh is? Do we really know, can people mask themselves? I don't think I do, because I don't have a problem being me. But I think some of these people that do this and do it well are not really who you think they are.
Well, this is a great question. The question is rhetorical. In some cases, people are totally exposed by being on the air. In other places, they're very crafty at creating a media image. And that's why it's very important that we raise our kids to understand how to listen to, how to read, and how to watch media going forward in terms of how our society is evolving. Because how you interpret media will determine how smart a person you are, what advice you take, what advice you don't take, and whom you put up on those pedestals. Because you might be putting somebody up on a pedestal who's a total jerk, and you don't realize it, because you only get a very framed, contrived perspective of reality in any representation of reality through the media.
Mm-hmm. That's very sage under the circumstances. It really is. But it is the personality trait of people who do this. Think about how many friends do you have who are not in the radio business, Michael? Think about your friends, the people in your circle. How many people do you spend time with that are not in the radio business?
Three.
Mm-hmm. And okay, yeah, that's fair. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I mean, other than I'm thinking about my circle of friends. They're either all from the radio business, they're all from the farming business, because that's my avocation. And I don't know that I have people that are, I mean, maybe a couple of them, but the personality traits.
That's a great, great question. I think it's very important. Well, first of all, people in any profession tend to hang out with people in their profession. That's a given based upon just simple, you know, obvious facts. These are the people you're around, common interests and goals. However, I do think it's very important to have among your circle of friends people who are there just because they're your friends or because they share interests outside of the business. In other words, people should have interests outside of their professional world because it makes you better in that professional world, and thus those friends reflect those other interests. But we don't have friends really that don't reflect some arena, some area of our interests.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult to do on a long-term basis.
I think that very astute. Yeah, it is. I think that's absolutely the way it is. We have people that we like because they have common interests. Sometimes you don't want to talk. If you have great friends who don't have the same political beliefs, you just don't have a conversation about politics with them. That's all.
Right. You can be friends with. That's why sports is so big. It gives common currency to people that don't have anything else in common. Mm-hmm. You can actually bond with somebody, even if it's a one-time meeting at a bar, over your common interest in the sports team. And have nothing else in common, and for those few moments, you have a currency that creates a connection between the two of you.
Yeah, good connection. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our focus on the items that are on the list this week and other things that are timely and important for you all that are interested in this to understand in terms of the background of some of the hosts and the way we come up with things that we talk about on the air. It's pretty exhilarating. Thank you, Michael. It's 14 before the hour. Let me spend some moments with you talking about the hottest nutrition product on the market today. This year, it'll go down in history as the year of the Super Beet. Super Beets. I'm drinking it. People on my programs are drinking it. Athletes are drinking it. Racers are drinking it. If you started the year with a resolution to get into the best shape of your life, and that's one of the things that I'm on to, you eat healthier, you're committed to workouts, you're drinking your beets, your Super Beets, you want to be your best. I want to be my best. I want to live the longest, best life that I can. I want to enjoy it with the people that I care about, and therefore I want to be in the best shape of my life. So, eating clean, be careful of sugars, that sort of thing. One of the great things about Super Beets, no additives, none whatsoever. It's all powdered beets that are grown, non-GMO beets that are grown specifically for the Super Beets product. They cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them, put them into a canister. You put a teaspoon of it into your 4 ounces of water or your whatever, maybe you got a smoothie, and drink it down. Exercise. Keep yourselves with the blood pressure where it needs to be. This is just something that's a key to a better life. And it helps to detoxify your body, too. Beets historically used for detoxification to cleanse or rid the body of excess toxins. Get the benefits of all of this with Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. And you order Super Beets. By the way, you get the normal order quotient is 3 months. If you order a 3-month supply, you get a 30-day supply free. So you're going to pay for 3 months and get 4 months with your first order, backed up by a money-back guarantee. Get the book Beat the Odds with your order. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. It's all there at 800-655-4183. That number again, 800-655-4183. Get all the benefits and a super life with Super Beets. Order them online if you'd like to by clicking on to DougLikesBeets.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Nova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we have 53 after the hour now. Joining us on the countdown is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official attorney for our program. He's a lawyer, college prof. And one of the interesting things about his career, it's headed in a number of different directions. He's become one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft because there's a growing danger that presents as much, if not more, of a threat to all of the people who are listening to this program as any other, whether it's terrorism. It is a form of terrorism, Steve. And the,
absolutely.
Yeah, and we all have this suspicion. I had this circumstance this week where, I'm forgetting, there were two, actually, incidents where I refused to give my Social Security number, and good. This person was just kept working on me. It was for, I know what it was, the idea of having to give a landlord, an apartment that I'm renting in Los Angeles, I had to give the landlord my Social Security. Well, I followed him for 4 days before I finally, I didn't fight with him. I had a conversation with him long enough to get comfortable that giving it to him wasn't going to hurt me. But can you imagine all of the time and effort that goes into people protecting their private stuff, and all the time and effort that goes into people trying to get it from you, to extract it from you?
Yeah, and in fact, what the landlord was doing was most likely legitimate because they're doing a credit check on you.
Right.
However, you go to a physician, a hospital, medical care provider, and they ask for your social security number. They have absolutely no need for it. They're not.
No, I never give anybody that. They say the doctor says we need your social security number. No, you don't. Yeah, we do. It's procedure. I don't care if it's procedure or not. I'm not giving you my social security number, and anybody else who's got any brains doesn't do it either. Don't give people those numbers.
And the social security number is the key to identity theft. And with it, your life can be made miserable. So you're definitely doing the right thing. But, yeah, and now, you know, even if you get a great landlord, what if he gets hacked and gets those social security numbers? That's why a lot of us are in danger, not so much even from big corporations, but small corporations, small businesses that have information about us.
Yep. If you want to check out Steve's book, it's called Identity Theft Alert. You can get it on Amazon, I'm going to bet, amongst other places, right? Identity Theft Alert? Yeah. All right, let's talk about a couple of these items from the story list this week at talkers.com, the list of items that are big, including the email investigation that continues. What do we do with the information that came forth late this week from the FBI and the Justice Department, where a whistleblower says there are 100 FBI agents, at least a half a dozen of the Justice Department lawyers working on this case, and every one of them to a person said Hillary Clinton ought to be indicted, and the White House called up and said, nope, we're not. You're done. Don't talk about it. The investigation's over. Forget about it. So, what?
Frankly, I discount it. You know, anybody can make anything. But here's the thing. I saw the same thing, and it's exactly as you said. Every one of them, of 100, said that she should be indicted. And it doesn't ring correct. And frankly, being familiar with the legal issues that are involved here, and having listened to James Comey, the FBI director's testimony before Congress, and let's also be quite sure, you know, Mr. Comey, Director Comey, who's doing a really good job as FBI director, he's supposed to be unbiased, but he's also a registered Republican. He's not a Hillary Clinton shill, and he was quite critical of her actions. But he was also exactly correct. If he was to bring a criminal prosecution for what she did, it would be because she was Hillary Clinton. It was because she's being targeted. And in fact, there was no evidence of any kind of a criminal violation. Did she? What'd she do right? Absolutely no. She made mistakes, but not criminal violations. And the fact that this kind of unattributed leak saying every agent there, I just don't buy it. It's no sense.
All right. What happens when Trump sues the New York Times or Melania sues People Magazine? Where does that go?
Well, yeah, I'm laughing because in this case, and I'm always telling my students in media law, you know, read the original material. So Trump has accused the New York Times of defamation of character for stories that they ran about other women who say they've been sexually assaulted by him. His lawyers sent out this threatening letter to the Times, and I read the Times' response, which in essence was, bring it on. And what they did was they hit it on two angles, both very interesting. One is, we stand by what we say. What we said was absolutely true. We've got the evidence to support it. And when a public figure sues for defamation, they have to prove that there was malice of forethought and that they knew it was a lie. But the second thing is, to prove harm, he'd have to show his reputation was injured.
That's a laugh. Hi.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.